producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, and I've got both Jim and Carlos who've called, so I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time chatting about anything, except I'm going to go right back to Jim here, who had a perfectly legitimate question. Well, he had a perfectly interesting question that's, to a certain extent, either unanswerable, or if it answers, it's not terribly relevant, which is, what's a normal sex life? And I'm saying, well, you know, it depends on age and circumstances. But basically, a normal sex life is something that's negotiated between the partners. And Jim's saying, well, yeah, we've been married 30-some years, and I like sex once a week, once a day, and she is not that crazy about it, and we have sex, but I would really like her to be more interested and involved, which I think is a perfectly legitimate thing. That you don't want to feel that you're inflicting yourself on somebody, certainly in an area that's as important and intimate as sex. So, and I'm saying, all right, Jim, look, here's the place to start, which is to, you know, this woman, to figure out if you were dating and she was just an attractive woman that you were trying to get into bed. My guess is that you would know how to kind of wine her and dine her, and I'm using that obviously as a metaphor in terms of getting her hot and bothered, so she was really ready to you know, excited about being sexual with you. And the point about doing that is not to put all the responsibility on your shoulder, but first of all, it should be fun, should be challenging. It should be fun for her as well, because as you point out, you can get kind of lazy in a relationship. And then if it doesn't work, then you can say to her, look, I've done everything I could think about to kind of turn you on, to make you sort of a more involved sex partner, and, you know, it's not worked. So give me some hints here. But that's a much better position to be in, having tried something, and if it works, you don't even have to have that speech. If it doesn't, then you've got that backlog of saying, look, I put myself out here. I was vulnerable. I was trying to, you know, to do something I thought would make you happy, and clearly I don't, you know, it didn't work, so give me some help here. All right, now you said, can I interrupt you for a second? I said, not yet, but now you can interrupt me. Tell me what you wanted to tell me.
Well, I wanted to tell you that she's in the same room here, that this isn't a secret call.
Good.
We're pretty open.
Okay. Well,
I'm listening to your answer, and I thought of something else while you're on the break.
Great.
Instead of lumping all the numbers, I guess let me make my question a little more specific.
Okay.
For a couple in their 50s, let's take the 18-year-old kids out. A couple in their 50s. What is a normal sex
frequency
for a couple in their 50s? For a male, is a 52-year-old male, is it normal for him to want it every day, or is that healthy? Is it not?
Okay, good question. And again, let me say, psychologists tend not to use the word normal. We tend to use the word average. Which is not, because normal, again, is just going to be such a value-laden term. I would say that, and let me just sort of use that term, that daily sex for a 50-year-old man is probably well above the average, just because of two things. First of all, because the average, when we put everything together, is basically about a third that, but also because of the age factor. But if the two, my point is that who cares about that? Is your wife close to the phone? Can she talk to me as well? Is she willing to talk to me?
I don't think she wants to talk. Yes.
Okay. All right. Maybe you can ask her. Could she hear me as well?
No.
Okay. Rats.
What do you want to ask her?
All right, what I was going to ask her is, if it were up to her, how often would she like to have sex?
How often would you have sex if it was up to you? Once a week. Here's the other. She's had a hysterectomy, too.
Okay.
So she enjoys it when she has it.
All right, here's what I do. Do you guys have two extensions? Are you on a cell phone or a regular phone?
I'm on a cell phone.
Does she have a cell phone as well?
Yeah, but she don't want to be on the radio.
Well, she doesn't have to talk, but she could then listen, so she could hear this, so you don't have to repeat it to her. All right, we'll just do it your way, all right? Here's the deal. Here's what I would suggest. First of all, when you say every day, are you talking weekdays or 7 days a week? We're talking 5 days a week, 7 days a week.
Seven days a week, sometimes more if presents itself. And so,
all right, how long does your... All right, wait. How long, when you guys are having sex, like last night, how long from beginning to end did it take?
What, 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
Okay. What if I said to you, was there any foreplay? I mean, do we try and get her all turned on or not?
Excuse me. Sometimes, you know, we squeeze it in, you know, quickies, you know.
Quickies are fine, but is there also, look, exactly, sex should be like going out for dinner, right? Sometimes we go and we dine. Sometimes we grab something at Mickey D's. Which is not to say that sex can be fat. Well, I guess we can say that sex can be fast food. Probably not junk food, but we can call it fast food. But the point is, Jim, here's the deal. If the two of you were in my office together, which you were sort of, except not exactly, what I would say is Jim, and this is just the question to you. If I told you that by having sex 3 times a week, that she would take the initiative at least one of those times, and the other 2 times, all 3 of those times would be significantly longer, more satisfying, more fun, and more interesting than the 5 minutes 6-7 times a week. Would you be willing to try that or not?
I don't know. I guess.
What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose?
This conversation, like, I didn't expect it to go, but... I was just trying to determine.
I know, Jim. Jim, I know you have an agenda here, but I'm trying to do something different. All right, I'm asking you a different question. I know I'm taking you out of your comfort zone, but I'm asking you a question because presumably sex isn't about notching your belt or the same as flossing your teeth. It's about feeling close to somebody. And what I'm saying to you is, what if? And I'm not even saying it'll work. I'm saying, would you be willing to try for a couple of weeks, instead of having sex every day, that you had sex 3 times a week, of which one of those 3 times she would take responsibility, and you would try maybe different positions, you would try chatting with each other, you might try role-playing, you might try getting in the spirit with one another, whatever it is that the two of you decide. You may go and get a copy of The Joy of Sex, which has nothing whatsoever to do with me, and try page 48. I mean, the idea being that you would trade quantity for quality for a couple weeks and see how that worked. Would you be willing to try that?
Well, I guess. We've tried pretty much everything, you know.
Well, but I'm saying something a little different. I'm saying that part of sex is giving and receiving pleasure, and that's most of sex. And so if you're, I mean, I think you've got yourself in kind of a corner that says, I'm a sexual man, I have a fairly good libido, I want to have sex every day. And your wife is saying, okay. And that doesn't feel very good to you, because all you're getting is kind of the physicality of sex without the emotionality and without the intimacy of sex. And I'm saying, what if we tried making a different deal? And part of the deal is that you're trading off 5 minute sex for 45 minute sex. And what you're also trading off is kind of the sex that feels like, okay, this is something I'm doing and she's tolerating, for something that we're doing together. The third part is that you're giving her the sense that you hear her, that you're willing to try something different, not only because it may be more enjoyable for you, but equally, or maybe more importantly, that it might be enjoyable for her. That's what I'm saying. So... And that's why it would have been nice to have both of you on the phone so she could just hear that. Because the deal I would make with her is, look, I'm asking Jim to step out of his comfort zone, out of what he is used to, how he defines himself. But your deal, Sarah, your wife had just become Sarah, is that your responsibility in this is that you need to take responsibility for at least one night a week that you jump his bones, that you make him feel cherished, in exchange for him making you feel cherished and see if it doesn't improve your sex life. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, you'll call me and we'll figure out why not. So that's the deal. You can play the podcast in an hour or something, or you can relate to her what I said. But that's what I'm suggesting. Carlos, you get to be next. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Carlos, thanks for being so patient with me. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, first, Carlos, how are you?
That I've been listening to you for years, and I really like, you know, the way you are. I think I like you because you're the opposite. I cannot relate to people well, and I think that's one of the reasons I learn a lot from you.
Oh, well, listen, maybe that's something we can work on together, but thank you. How can I help you today, and then maybe we'll work on the other one as well.
I wanted to tell you my experiences because it's been, like, life-changing for me. About 2 years ago, I was going through a lot of stress because of a health problem.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine, he said that I went to a doctor and he would not give me anything for stress. I thought that people would get, like, some type of medication. But he said, no. And then this friend of mine said, try marijuana. It will help you relax. So when I tried it for the first time, I slept well in about 20 years for the first time in my life.
Okay. All right. So, all right, let me get a little information from you, Carlos. How old are you, Carlos?
37.
Okay. So are you using marijuana these days?
Whenever I have money on and off, I was diagnosed with a sleep apnea and delayed sleep disorder, I guess. Delayed sleep phase disorder. So
okay.
I would always feel tired and sleepy. And this is how marijuana helped me. I couldn't believe it. I had never used it before. And
well, the problem is it's illegal unless you don't have a prescription for medical marijuana, I assume.
Yeah, well, in California it's legal. Yeah, I have a doctor's letter.
Oh, okay. So you do have a prescription for medical marijuana.
Yeah, yeah. So
well, do you smoke it or do you use the oil?
No, I use candies, like, because I have asthma and allergies, I use edibles, like candy, cookies.
Okay.
And
all right, well, how often do you use it?
Whenever I have money, maybe, like, but it helps, like, a piece of candy, $5, it will help me go to sleep maybe every other day. If I had money, I would use them more often, you know. But.
Well, then you're gonna get a psychological dependency on it. Okay,
yeah,
but all right.
Yeah, that's what
so,
I don't want to do.
Yeah,
anyway,
I get it.
Carlos,
tell me a little bit before we go into this area. Tell me a little bit more about you. You're 37. Are you single or married?
I'm gay and single.
Okay. Listen, in California, you could be gay and married. Can't you? What's the status of gay marriage in California?
Yeah, it finally went to the, I guess.
The legislature. Yeah, it got passed and it got revised and okay.
Yeah, it's legal.
Okay. So, do you have a job?
Yeah, but see, one of the problems that I wanted to mention to you, it's been so difficult for me to keep a permanent job because of the problems that I've had. And
what kind of problems other than the sleep?
Well, it's like I have IBS, and I always thought that was the reason that I would always feel like drain of energy. It's like different than normal, like being tired. Because I'd been on a study once, and they asked me a lot of questions. And one of the questions was, "Do you feel like you've been like in a car crash?" That's what the way I feel just going to the mall just for 1 hour. It was like you feel like you drain of energy. I don't know if it's related to my sleep problems, but that's the way I've always felt. But what I wanted to tell you is that my marijuana opened my mind to many things. I could never figure out people's emotions. I could not tell when somebody was mad or sad unless they were very, you know, forceful, and I could tell. And then whenever I would use marijuana, like, it's almost like I was reading a book. I could understand people. Even on Facebook, I could never understand anybody, and I can tell, oh, this person is angry. And then one of the other things that as a kid, I was always at the top of the class. I made A's on everything all the way to high school. You know, I would take geometry, math, all the classes, you know, that you know, people who make good grades take, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think at some point I developed a sleep apnea because it was difficult for me to get in the morning. I was always late to class. I couldn't figure out why, and so I've always had it, even though they just diagnosed me recently, you know. But I remember as a kid, when I grew up in Mexico and the U.S., and as a kid, in primary school, I guess, I remember that I would remember I would have to walk miles, you know, because I come from a poor family, to go to school. And I would remember all the streets. I remember all the streets. You know, that's how I find my way home. As I said, those are some other problems that I had that, when I went to college, it seems like I couldn't concentrate on things. Like, if I wanted to read a book, like, it happens right now, I have to do a million things. I read a little bit of a book, then I have to do something else in that computer, then I have to do something else. And so what I'm saying, I guess, that I think I have symptoms of autism. It isn't bad like other people have it, but I think I have some symptoms because of, what I have experienced.
Okay, so Carlos, what's your question to me?
The first question I guess I wanted to ask you is, do you think that I have symptoms of autism?
Carlos, I think you're a really smart guy. I can only hear, you know, I can only sort of evaluate what you're telling me. But let me tell you let me just tell you a quick story, then I'll get back to your question.
Yeah.
When I was in medical school, we would study, at the first day of the month, we would start kidneys or lungs or heart, whatever the system was, and on the last day of the month, we would take the exam on it. And during that month, all of us would develop whatever symptoms. We would all develop heart murmurs. We would all develop sleep apnea. We would all develop kidney failure because we were exposed to information. And basically everybody who by the time they got into medical school is relatively smart, and neurotic as the dickens. So I think you're a very smart guy who is very suggestible. And I don't know what's going on with you. But you're bilingual. You've been to college. If you're autistic and have done as well as you have been, I mean, you may be Asperger's, but you're certainly very functional. The question is, what can we do to help you live a happier life? And I think that's the question. I'm not sure the diagnosis is necessarily going to get us to that point. Have you ever been involved with any kind of group therapy or any kind of therapy at all?
No, I never had
it. Because I'll tell you what, if you were coming to me, I'm not sure I would necessarily send you to somebody like me, to be quite honest. I mean, listen, I'm delighted you called. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying you're telling me that you have this constellation of things that may or may not be symptoms. But you're a smart guy. You've done very well. You're telling me you don't relate to people very well. What I would do is I would put you in a group. I would put you in a group of, and we could figure out what the definition of that group would be, which means that you're going to be able to talk about problems, you're going to be able to be around people, you're going to be able to figure out what's unique to you and what's not, and you'd have a therapist there to help you to sort of evaluate this as well. You think about it for a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll be right back to you. We're going to take a quick break here, and I want to talk with you a little bit more about this, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, indeed, and it's mostly talking about you and what's important to you. So we're talking with Carlos, who is a 37-year-old man who is bilingual. He speaks both Spanish and English. What kind of work are you doing now, Carlos?
It's sometimes in general office work when a temp agency gives me work.
Now did you graduate college? I know you said you went to college. Did you graduate?
Yes, but it's been so difficult for me to keep a stable job
Well, but that wasn't the question. The question was, did you graduate college?
Yes.
Okay. What was your degree in?
It was in journalism.
Okay, not the world's most practical degree, but what do you want to do? What would you like to be doing?
No, I wanted to, can I briefly tell you two things that
sure.
I...
Sure.
Okay, because you are right. I'm the type of person that will investigate any topic when I'm interested in it.
Yeah.
So I went to YouTube, and this woman put a video on how she hears sounds, and that's the way I hear everything distorted. It's almost, that's why I think I'm always in a bad mood. And then when I tried marijuana, I could hear all the sounds clearly. It's almost like, you know, every channel, you know, when you have different mics, different channels, I would hear the sounds clearly and smooth. And
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that I think you are a smart, suggestible man. And I think if I gave you an M&M and stuck it in your nose and said, this is going to make you sleep better at night, I think you'd start sleeping better at night. And I'm a suggestible person, too. It's one of the reasons I don't go to scary movies, is because I will be thinking about that scary movie the rest of my life. And so I don't know what's going on with you. But more importantly... You didn't actually answer my question, which is, I said, what would, if you could do anything you wanted to do, any kind of job you wanted to have, what would you do?
I guess I still like journalism. As you know, in college I was actually a reporter, No, when I'm on Facebook, I get a lot of followers. I don't know if you remember, I used to be comment on your page, Facebook page, and it was my name in Spanish, but you shortened it to EE. You couldn't pronounce it, El Escritor, I guess, and then you...
Okay. Well, but blogging and responding on my Facebook page are not the same thing.
Write a lot. I write screenplays and short stories. I'm going to try to write an e-book when I have time.
I think that's great. But look, Carlos, first of all, you're a smart guy. You've gone very far. I just don't want you to be in your own way. I think to a certain extent right now, you're your biggest problem. And I think the idea that saying, well, marijuana makes everything better in my life, so decide that you're going to take, you know, a marijuana candy once a week, and decide that instead of it just working for 24 hours, I'm trying to think of anything in marijuana that I know chemically, pharmacologically, that would result in, first of all, marijuana is a central nervous system depressant. It is not speed. It is not something that, in theory, would have the effects that you're talking about. Yeah, it can make you sleepy, but seeing things more clearly is a placebo effect, which is, look, 50% of the ability of an antibiotic to make you better is placebo. So it's not saying that there's anything wrong with you. It's saying, look, as long as you're going to decide that marijuana, that medical marijuana is making your life better, then why are you assuming that it'll only make your life better for 24 hours at a time? Decide it'll make your life better for 7 days at a time, and you can probably afford $20 a month. So decide that Monday morning or Sunday night or whatever you want is going to be, you know, I'm going to take my medical marijuana. Now, does this mean that it's become somewhat psychologically addictive? Yeah, a little bit, but you're certainly not the last person in the world to decide that, and I think it's relatively limited. It's, in your particular case, it's legal, that it has, I mean, the worst that medical marijuana probably do for you is give you the munchies, so you may put on some weight. But decide, if you're going to decide that this is going to have the effect that it has, then decide that it's going to have a longer-term effect than it does, because we know that, in fact, it takes longer for drugs to get out of your system than 24 hours. The half-life of any of the active ingredients in medical marijuana is certainly more than 24 hours. So you're not even being pharmacologically accurate about it. So that's number one. If I were gonna decide that this is something that was helpful to me, I would decide that it was more helpful and that you needed it less frequently, which is true of any particular drug, that if you use it sparingly, it's going to have more effect than if you use it, than whether you're talking about alcohol or aspirin or anything else. All right, so that's number one. Number two, it sounds to me that you need to be around people more, because it sounds to me that you're getting isolated, and a group that allows you to talk about whatever it is that feels safe for you, that feels like you're in a community of people who care, and whether it's gays or straights or people who are Spanish speaking. I'd also like you to do some volunteer activity, because I think that you are one of those people that it's very easy to kind of lose sight of the larger perspective if you're not careful. And, I mean, it sounds like you're a guy who's literally pulled himself up by his bootstraps. So working with kids, pardon me?
It's been hard.
I know. And I think you've done a remarkable job. And you could be inspirational to, you know, to kids in the barrio, and or being a big brother, or, I mean, whatever, if you like. I'd rather you work with people than animals, just because I think that'll help your social skills. So, and I think that if you're a journalist, I mean, responding on my Facebook page is great, and I certainly welcome you, but start a blog that talks about gay life where do you live right now?
In Los Angeles.
Okay, gay life in Los Angeles, or talk about the weather, or talk about whatever it is that you're interested in. Start a blog, which allows you to use your writing skills. It allows you, and I don't want you in front of that computer all the time, because I want you outside. So if you decide that you're going to do medical marijuana one day a week, you're going to join some kind of therapeutic group or community where you can talk about some issues. You're going to do some volunteer activity. You're going to start a blog. And then as we sort of build up your level of confidence, then, because some of what you're telling me, it seems to me, is not so much autism as depression, is that you're isolated, you're feeling like you're not exactly where you'd like to be in your life. And one of the things about marijuana is it really is a central nervous system depressant. Rather, it's not something that's gonna pep you up. It's not an upper, it's a downer.
Yeah, so, when I just...
Well, but I think if you're using it once a week to sleep, that's, you know, so that you can sleep during the week, that's one thing. If you're using it every other day to feel like it's opening you up to the world, that's another thing. I think there are better ways for you to open yourself up to the world that are going to be more effective than...
Well, I've been prescribed some medication, but what happened, the first doctor prescribed me Ambien, and I felt like I had taken an aspirin, really. It didn't work.
Well, I don't think that's the place to start. I think putting you on drugs is not the place to start. I think getting you out of that house, getting you, and jobs may not be the place to start, because, you know, the two things we have in our life are work and love. And to a certain extent, work is a lot easier to manage than love. But if you've got neither, then neither are going to work very well. It's very hard to get yourself, because finding the right job is like finding the right partner, that you're basically saying, do you want me? Am I valuable to you? And that's hard stuff. And I don't think that's where you are right now. So, as I said, I want you... Think about doing marijuana once a week, and that's all, and that should help you. And you can do some relaxation exercises, some visualization exercises that you associate with that, and that should help your sleep, in theory.
Yeah.
Number two, find some therapeutic group, and you can ask whomever is prescribing the medical marijuana, say, I want to be in a therapeutic group. Doing some volunteer activity, getting out of that house and helping somebody else, being around other people. And number four, doing a blog. And you can do a blog. I wouldn't do it on necessarily medical marijuana. I don't want you to do it on a problem. I want you to do it on something that you find interesting and you feel passionate about.
Yeah, well, I do write, like, fiction a lot, because I've always done since I was very young. But I wanted to tell you that, you know, even though I have this suspicion that I have some aspects of autism, I don't look at it in a negative way, because I like it that I can learn a lot about different subjects.
Okay, but learn about stuff that makes you feel good about yourself, not that makes you feel limited about yourself. Listen, I just gave you a very complicated prescription of how to begin thinking about running your life in a different way. So what I'd like you to do is try it and see where you get, and call me in about a month, and we'll talk about how you're doing, all right? Make a list. You're good at lists. You're good at being a reporter. Keep a log so you can share it with me, and I'll talk with you in a month, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed 855-99-3756. Let me just mention two things in passing. Number one, if you're used to hearing me on your local station and for some reason I'm not there, send me an email or Facebook or actually call the program, because we switched over this week. We have a brand new syndicator, which is Genesis, and we certainly didn't want to make sure that you didn't fall through the cracks. So give us a holler. You listeners are always my first line of saying, "Oh my goodness, you just started with us." Oh my goodness, you're gone. So let us know. All right. That's number one. Number two, we covered the story, the South African story about Pretorius yesterday, and who got off on the big charges but was sentenced today. And it's not clear why. It was an interesting story yesterday in that the judge, who has really held a very tight rein on all this, sort of dismissed two of the charges and then stopped before the final charge. I think it's culpable homicide. Is that what it was? Let's see. Just before, she said, "We'll have to stop here and resume tomorrow morning," which was culpable homicide. Yeah. So, and that's what he was sentenced to today. Do we know what the actual penalty is for that? I don't think we do.
I'm looking it up right now.
But
yeah, I can't find anything yet. I'll let you know in a sec here.
People were not happy. They said it sends a terrible message about how we tolerate crime in South Africa. The judge did render her decision on the culpable homicide today. Three lesser firearm charges. If he is found guilty of culpable homicide, Mr. Pretorius could face anything from no jail time to 15 years.
Yeah, maximum.
It's rare to receive a long prison term for culpable homicide, which is defined as killing through negligence rather than intent. There are no jury trials in South Africa, so it's been left to the judge, with the help of two aides, to render the verdict on her own and then to read aloud in court with a full explanation behind each decision.
I think this really makes the point that you were making yesterday, that it just shows that if you're in a position of power,
yeah,
you can get away with anything, and I guess murder in this case, you know?
Yeah. They're saying that the judges said that if there's any possibility of it being true, that he thought there was an intruder in his bathroom, he's entitled to an acquittal. So, you know, innocent until you're proven guilty. Reasonable doubt. Someone said, multiple neighbors heard a woman screaming. What else does this judge need? Well, you know, justice and the law are not necessarily, they do not necessarily overlap. And apparently the judge, she said, because a witness is untruthful does not mean he is guilty. Appellant in culpable homicide is comparable to involuntary manslaughter. Okay. She said he had failed what she called a reasonable man test, namely whether he behaved the way a reasonable person would have done under the same circumstances. Well, we call that, what do we call it here? The other did do it, ted it. Some other did do it,
yeah.
Did it. Is it called it the edit? No, it's, let's see, it's. The other did, the another dude did it. It's some other, I think, it sought it.
Okay,
some other
okay,
dude did
sure,
it.
That's sure, sure, yeah, 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 okay.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, there we go. I just had to write it out. All right, so, as I said, I was just reading Dominic Dunn's A Season in Purgatory, which was about the Kennedy trial.
I'm going to pick that up this weekend.
You really should. I mean, yeah. It's astonishing and upsetting, and again in the same light, you know, this week was a little upsetting. All right, so we've got about 2 or 3 minutes here. Let's see what movies. I mean, real life is scary enough as far as I'm concerned at this moment. Maybe that's the whole point.
Yeah,
you might as well start scaring kids when they're kids, because it'll just prepare them for life.
Yeah, that's
no,
about
no,
it, right?
No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. Don't go. Dr. Brown said no. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right.
Alrighty.
So, yeah, we had the, it was interesting because The Wizard of Oz was the one that kicked this out. You know, I should tell you my story, too.
Okay.
It's funny because we were just talking about this a couple days ago, and I came home from work, and my youngest daughter had the Oz the Great and Powerful on, and my two little boys were just glued to it watching it. I said to her, I said, Zeely, we were just talking about this on air. I was like, I don't think this is the best one for them to watch, and it's probably scarier than The Wizard of Oz was.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny. The very first comment we got on here was somebody saying The Wizard of Oz because they remember the vivid colors and that sort of thing when they.
There's a bunch of scary stuff in it.
There is. They're really. I'll tell you what, those monkeys are enough to...
The flying monkeys, as I said, the house landing on the witch herself, Oz, the tornado.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dog running away.
Yep, exactly. Sure.
Judy Garland singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Oh, no, that's not very scary.
Boy.
Who is it that Buddy Ebsen was supposed to have the Ray Bulger part? Do you know this part?
Oh, I didn't know that. No, huh?
But he was allergic to the silver paint.
No kidding. Oh,
true
wow.
Story.
Wow,
yeah.
what a cool story.
He was the original Tin Man, yeah.
Ah, I can't imagine that either. Yeah, I mean, it's become so iconic, you know?
Yeah, truly.
We have another one that says The Muppet Movie. he says our entire school went and no one knew what to expect, but as soon as Kermit struck on his banjo, we knew it was something special. And then he says, and hated it to end.
He loved it.
Yeah, okay, yep. He hated it to end. Yes, okay, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
He says now he gets to show it to his granddaughter. So
now we've got the scary mixed in with the sublime. So we're just going to have to.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a fine line, folks, a fine line.
Check this one out. Arthur says, Santa Claus conquers the Martians. I've never heard of that one, but he says it was his first movie that he ever saw in the theater, and he went with his older brothers. That's funny.
Santa Claus conquers
the Martians. Yeah, wow.
Well, I will tell you a quick story about Santa Claus. When I was in San Francisco, I was at KGO, and KGO had both a radio and TV thing. And I think it was KGO who did it, that they did a thing of Santa Claus being shot down by a missile on Christmas Eve.
Oh, no.
That lasted for about 15 minutes, and then they took it off. They had to apologize. It was supposed to be funny.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, it's not funny.
Man.
All right, there we go. Yeah, do not mess with the claws.
Yeah,
folks.
That's right.
Do not mess with that. All right, what else you got?
Somebody says E.T. Actually, that's a very memorable one from my childhood, too. He says it made him a believer at an early age.
Well, and I think a lot of kids went into the space program and into science because
there's
a new James Cameron one about underwater exploration. I mean, it's a little irritating because James Cameron talks exclusively about himself, but it does make you absolutely lust for information about, you know, one of the last frontiers, which is the ocean bottom, the Mariana Trenches and stuff like that. So it's worth seeing. All righty, 855-99, Dr. Joy. Give me a call. We have another hour to go, so if you call me right now, I will get you on, and we'll give you as much time as you need. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.